ciao.
No, it was shopping therapy.
I spent $200K and I still feel just as bad as I did this morning.
You spent $200,000?
Don't get your granny panties all in a twisty. I got you something, too.
Why does everyone always assume I wear granny panties? I mean, I do, but... Oh, Dante, it's... This is too much.
They're Colombian emeralds, or so I'm told.
I don't have anywhere to wear a necklace like this to.
I'm throwing a party in 2 days at my villa in Lago di Como.
A party? What for?
Well, I'm going to announce the launch of Endurate.
You should find you a date for the party.
With what clients?
I still have two left.
The civilians? Absolutely not. They'd have no idea how to handle my lifestyle.
Well, what about Eve? She can't stop talking about how smooth your voice is. Oh, God, what am I saying?
I want my senses to explode. I want exciting and unpredictable and...
Unavailable.
Well, no, exclusive, unique, limited edition. Like that necklace.
I'm not accepting this, and I'm not going to the party.
Why not?
Because apparently I failed as a matchmaker, so... I may as well go home now.
Come on.
Any suggestions for a new career? I mean, mine's about to be non-existent thanks to you.
Violet, stop pouting. We can work on more dates afterwards. I need a break. If I have to do any more small talk, I'm going to chew my own arm off and eat it. Fine. I'll take on your last matches next week.
Okay, I'll come to your dumb party.
Brava. We depart for Lake Como in 1 hour. By the way, you remember Julian?
Who?
Your penguin, your lifelong Endurate score. I invited him to the party this weekend.
Why would you do that?
To cheer you. Take your brain off all this Rachelle nonsense.
Look, if by nonsense you mean the fact that I'm down to 4 clients, including you, yeah.
And I invited Julian to prove my algorithm works.
Dante, I'm not just some doll you can... dress up and play Barbie with.
That's what you and I do. You turn me into your Ken, Barbie.
Okay, it's just Ken.
I thought Barbie was his last name. Does he not have a last name?
Does that mean you think Barbie's name is Barbie? Never mind. Look, you wanted my help. I never asked for yours. Besides, why would a guy fly all the way to Italy for a blind date? Sounds super sus.
Yes, only a very suspicious person would take a free trip to Lake Como. I am only trying to help you get your fettuccine cheese.
You're just so...
Look, Violetta, here we are. Lago di Como.
Oh, my God. Wow. This is like a palace, Dante.
It was my grandfather's. Oh, so many fond memories. Your room is that one there on the middle floor with the balcony.
Oh, it's so close to the water.
I know. Don't fall in when you get drunk, okay? Later, we'll take my boat across to Bellagio for lunch.
Stop. I've always wanted to go there.
Good. I'm glad you are no longer mad with me.
Okay, I didn't say that. Is someone like you legally required to have a bottle of Dom Perignon near you at all times?
Well, I have 2 cases stashed on board, actually, but no glasses, so we'll have to drink out of the bottle.
Oh, of course you do.
Okay, here, 1 for you and 1 for me.
You are wild. It's only lunchtime.
See, but we're on vacation. Here, take it.
Okay.
So, Violetta, I am a little... confused.
About what?
About how a woman like you can still be single.
Well, my work is my happy place.
I don't believe it. Something happened to make you hate men.
I do not hate men.
Why did you leave Cachet U?
I thought I found the one.
How? Where?
At a concert. He was the drummer of this band my friends and I used to go see every week in Brooklyn.
Okay, what happened?
Well, we dated for 7 years. He was away on tour most of that time. Then I found out he had a girlfriend in every city he was touring. Anyway, this isn't a sob story or anything. It took a long time for me to heal, but I did. And now I find so much joy in other things, like the business.
But how did you have the fortitude to find love for others while you still had a broken heart?
I guess it was comforting to know love still existed, that it was real.
But now you are afraid to find it again.
Not afraid. Just waiting. for the perfect match.
Do you ever wonder if maybe we have already met our perfect matches and just didn't know it?
So where are we going?
Yes. You see, over there, down that inlet is the old town. We will stop at one of my favorite restaurants in the world. And I expect you to finish that bottle before we get there.
Dante, are you trying to get me drunk?
Oh, no. You mistake my intentions. I'm trying to get myself drunk.
You know, I just hope you're not driving this boat back home later.
Of course not. I have Giancarlo scheduled to pick us up in a helicopter at sunset.
Wait, are you for real?
I have always been real with you, Violetta. You may not like me, but you cannot accuse me of being anything other than myself.
Dante, I like you.
Yeah, I know you do.
Oh my God, did you just bait me for a compliment?
Well, you took the bait, no questions. Here, take my hand. Watch your step.
Whoa.
Oh, careful.
Oh, wow, that champagne went straight to my head.
Yeah, I know, right? It's okay. I got you.
Now you do.
It's about time.
Oh. Oh no. Dante? Oh my God. Oh, no. This is not good. Where are my shoes?
Dante, where do you want the roses?
On the tray next to the egg. Grazie, Mafalda. Mm.
I know how you sing since young a boy. Are you terrible?
There's so much to sing about these days.
I take the tray.
No, I got this. Grazie. I have company this morning.
I'm so embarrassed. I woke up in his room, Eve.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, wowzer.
Oh, I know.
Did not see this coming. You mince.
Where would a drunk person put her shoes?
You cook bad. You make a big mess.
Look, I am a new man, Mafalda. From now on, I'm going to cook more. At least twice a year.
What's wrong with you? You in love?
Love? I don't know. I mean...
You're 35. You should be married by now. I had 8 children and gastro when I was your age.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe I am in love. Ah, it feels so good.
What if someone saw us on the dock? Like paparazzi or something?
Come on, V. Give me something. Like, how was it?
I mean, it was magical. So romantic. And, it was hot, Eve.
Yes! I knew it.
Oh, but I just made the biggest mistake of my life.
Last night was magical. The best thing that's ever happened to me.
You play hide the salami with the lady who always yelling at you?
Ah, come now, Mafalda.
Okay, let's not catastrophize here.
Oh, it's too late. I mean, the party's tonight. They're launching Endurate. We have no clients left. Our books are closed forever. Oh, God, Eve, I am so sorry I lost your job. Oh. I mean, how am I going to face him? What am I going to do?
I have never felt this way, ever. I want to sing. I want to shout. I want to dance. I have to let her know how I feel. I know we are in...
Your friend shot the burning amico, yeah. Dante.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay. Oh, it's okay. It's going to be okay. I am going up now. Wish me luck.
You know what? I'm just gonna nip this in the bud and tell him it was just a one-night stand. It was a one-night stand and it didn't mean anything and I never want to talk about it again.
What was that?
I don't know. Hang on a sec. Dante, is that you?
Mr. Dante left. I clean up mess like always.
Was that breakfast for me?
Yes. But probably better, I'm sure. Tastes like prison food. I should know.
Prison, huh? Okay, you know, I'm just gonna go up to the room now.
Ciao.
Ciao.
V, are you there? Hello?
Oh my God, that was his housekeeper. I think she made some kind of weird breakfast for me and then threw it on the ground.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, some weird Italian custom.
Or maybe she heard me. Do you think she heard me?
I don't know, V. But I think you should just talk to Dante. Hear what he has to say first.
I don't know. Oh, Eve, I've messed everything up.
Do you like him?
No.
Why?
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We can't be together.
What? Why not? You spend your entire life making others happy. Why can't it be you for once?
Because we're not a good match. Even a stupid algorithm said we'd only last 8 months.
Since when do you listen to the algorithm?
Okay, this is the one guy I can't afford to have.
What's the cause of not following your heart?
Eve, I've never broken my own rule about dating clients, and I'm not about to start now. I mean, it will destroy our business. It already did destroy our business, even when it wasn't true. Yet. Oh no. Oh God.
It's Dante Gargano. You've been crushing on him for weeks.
What? No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have. You can't lie to me. I have a sixth sense for this stuff. That's why you hired me. Your voice changes every time you talk about him.
No, it doesn't.
Well, you've been weird ever since the accident at the Palio. I just want you to be happy, and I don't want you to die a lonely old cat lady with a bat cave of regrets.
You know what would make me happy? Saving the company I've been building for 10 years. I don't need you interfering in my love life right now, Eve. I'm sorry. I'm just tired and stressed. Look, I really appreciate everything you've been doing for Only Hearts while I've single-handedly run it into the ground.
I wasn't going to tell you this, but you seem like you've made up your mind. Candace called.
What? When?
2 days ago.
2 days ago? Eve, why didn't you tell me?
Sorry, I just got the message. Didn't she call you?
No, reception's weird here. What did she say?
She said she consulted her astrologer and she's ready to go on another date with them.
Oh, this is perfect timing. She can be his date to the party. Dante will be thrilled.
Absolutely 100% positive.
No doubt in my mind.
Okay, you're the boss.
Hi, there you are. I've been looking for you.
Buongiorno, Violetta.
You left this morning before I could apologize.
For what?
I violated my own code of conduct with clients.
Everything is fine.
Oh, that's what I assumed.
It doesn't have to mean anything unless you want it to. Do you want it to?
No. I mean, it would all be so wrong.
Ah, so we are agreed. You and I are nothing.
Yes. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
What do you think about the tent, huh?
It's big.
Yeah, we have 200 people coming tonight.
Oh, I have some great news. Candace reached out. She wants to see you again.
See, I know. She texted me.
Oh.
Yes. She told me she had contacted your office 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry about that. Eve was away, and I only just got the email, so
oh,
I was...
because I thought maybe this was just a ploy to keep me all for yourself.
Huh? Look, what happened between us... I've never done that before in my life.
What? In sex?
No, not that. I have done that before. It seemed like I had. I mean, I just meant I've never been with a client.
Well, it's a good thing Candace reached out directly, or I might have never heard from her again.
That's not at all how this was.
I invited her tonight.
That was going to be my suggestion, too.
So I may no longer need your services.
Well, I want to stay at least until we're sure. You know, in case it doesn't work out.
Would you like that? For it to not work out?
No, of course not. I want it to work out with every fiber of my being.
I won't be using the earpiece. I want to do it my way this time.
Yeah, sure. It's your choice.
In any case, you'll be occupied since Julian will also be here.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him.
I hope he is a nice, decent person.
Me too.
And a sensual, giving lover with no serious venereal diseases.
Same.
And if it does work out, me with Candace and you with Julian, I'm happy to lend you both my private jet to fly back home.
Oh, no, that's way too generous.
No, not at all. You've led me to the woman of my dreams. It is the least I can do. And of course, I will recommend you to my friends.
Thank you, Dante. All right, well, I guess I'm going to get ready then. I'll see you tonight.
Yes. See you tonight.